Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Reshma Tiwari with the World News. The headlines. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan holds meeting with US Pacific Air Forces Commander General Kevin B. Schneider, reaffirms deepening strategic convergence between both countries. Uncertainty continues over second round of US-Iran peace talks. In Ukraine, 5 people killed and 46 others injured in Russian drone and missile strikes in Dnipro. UN General Assembly calls for peaceful use of nuclear energy as the world observes 40th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear accident. And Indian shooters continued their dominance on 7th day, winning 1 gold and 1 bronze medal in Junior Shooting World Cup in Cairo. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan today held a meeting with US Pacific Air Forces Commander General Kevin B. Schneider. Both sides reaffirmed the deepening strategic convergence between India and the US. The meeting underscored a shared resolve towards regional security and the enduring maintenance of peace and stability across the Indo-Pacific and beyond. Both sides articulated a clear intent to expand and operationalize the scope, complexity, and frequency of bilateral and tri-services engagements. Both sides recognized technology as a defining determinant of modern power, and the partnership continues to evolve with enhanced synergy, capability, and strategic foresight. High Commissioner of Australia to India, Philip Green, said that both nations are at the highest point of their bilateral relations. Talking to a news agency, he said the nations are strategically aligned through the quadrilateral security dialogue and a shared Indo-Pacific vision.
Well, we're at the highest point of our bilateral relations, and my job, what my Prime Minister wants me to do, is to take this relationship as far and as fast as I can. We are deeply strategically aligned through the Quad and bilaterally, have a vision for the Indo-Pacific. We have very strong complementary economy. That means that we produce the sort of things that India needs for the next phase of its growth, whether that's critical minerals or energy or skills and training. And the other part of our relationship is what we call the human bridge. Now more than 1 million people who call Australia their home, who are making a huge contribution to our bilateral relationship.
Head of Australian Defence Staff in India, Brigadier Damien Hill, said ties between the two nations extend beyond the 4-year comprehensive strategic partnership. On global tensions, Mr. Green called for de-escalation in Strait of Hormuz and across West Asia. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi today held a meeting with Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif amid uncertainty over the second round of US-Iran peace talks in Islamabad. According to Iran's state-run IRNA, the Iranian Foreign Minister has left Islamabad after the meeting. Earlier in the day, Araghchi held a separate meeting with Pakistan Army Chief Field Marshal Asim Munir. According to a video shared by the Iranian embassy on social media, the meeting was attended by Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Qasim Gharibabadi, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghai, and Ambassador Raza Amiri Mughaddam. The White House said U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner are heading to Pakistan for Iran talks today. There is no confirmation yet on whether direct talks between Washington and Tehran will take place during the visit. A report.
The first round of US-Iran talks held on April 11th and 12th failed to produce a breakthrough. On Tuesday, US President Donald Trump extended the 2-week ceasefire with Iran indefinitely to give Tehran more time to prepare a unified proposal to end the war, just hours before the truce was set to expire. The Iran war began on February the 28th with US-Israeli strikes. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth told reporters that Iran had a chance to make a good deal with the United States. He said that Iran knows that they still have an open window to choose wisely. He said all they have to do is abandon a nuclear weapon in meaningful and verifiable ways. Welsa Williams for World News.
In Ukraine, 5 people were killed and 46 others injured in Russian drone and missile strikes in Dnipro. Regional head Oleksandr Ganja said the bodies of the deceased were found in the ruins of a house destroyed in the overnight attacks. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the latest attack lasted practically all night while rescue workers were still searching for survivors under rubble in Dnipro. Meanwhile, in Russia, a drone attack killed one woman and injured a man in the Belgorod region. Ukraine carried out some of its longest distance drone strikes deep inside Russian territory. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The UN General Assembly has called for the peaceful use of nuclear weapons as the world marks the 40th anniversary of the Chernobyl disaster. At a special commemorative meeting yesterday, UN General Assembly President Annalena Baerbock said the scale of Chernobyl underlined that nuclear technology, even when used peacefully, is fundamentally different from other technologies. The Chernobyl nuclear power plant saw one of the worst nuclear accidents in history on April 26, 1986, spreading radioactive contamination across Ukraine, Belarus, and other parts of Europe. Over 8 million people were exposed to radiation, thousands died, and children developed leukemia and other illnesses, Baerbock said, adding that many required long-term care that shaped the rest of their lives. Palestinians voted in local elections today for the first time in nearly two decades, including the first poll of any kind to be held in Gaza since 2006. Elections are also held across the West Bank, as well as in Deir al-Balah in central Gaza, where Hamas operated. Polling stations opened at 7 a.m., that's 4 GMT today, for 70,000 eligible voters in Gaza's Deir al-Balah area. The voting turnout was low, with about 13.8% in Deir al-Balah and 25.3% in the West Bank, according to official figures. Suspected Somali pirates have hijacked a fuel tanker off the northeastern coast of Somalia. Local officials and British military said the vessel was seized between Hafun and Bandabela in Puntland on Wednesday as it travelled from Berbera to Mogadishu. The United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations confirmed the hijacking, saying unauthorised people took control of the tanker and were manoeuvring it within Somali waters. The ship, owned by Pakistani interests and carrying fuel, had an unknown number of crew on board. The World Health Organization has classified Bangladesh as facing a high risk of a measles outbreak, warning that urgent action is needed to address critical immunity gaps. In its latest assessment, the agency said a sharp rise in infections signals a growing public health concern, with the outbreak already spreading to 58 of the country's 64 districts. Children, especially those under 5 years, account for the majority of cases. Authorities have reported a suspected death toll of around 240 this year, along with thousands of hospitalizations and hundreds of confirmed cases in recent days. Indian shooters continued their dominance on the seventh day, winning one gold and one bronze medal in Junior Shooting World Cup in Cairo. Vanshika Chaudhary and Chirag Sharma won the gold medal in the 10-meter air pistol mixed team event. Mohini Singh and Himanshu Rana secured the bronze. India is leading the medal tally with 5 gold, 5 silver and 4 bronze medals. In IPL, chasing a target of 229 runs set by Rajasthan Royals, Sunrisers Hyderabad were 96 for 1 in 6.4 overs against at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur a short while ago. Earlier, Sunrisers Hyderabad captain Pat Cummins won the toss and elected to field. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Chief of Defence Staff Air General Anil Chauhan holds meeting with US Pacific Air Forces Commander General Kevin B. Schneider, reaffirms deepening strategic convergence between both countries. Uncertainty continues over second round of US-Iran peace talks. In Ukraine, 5 people killed and 46 others injured in Russian drone and missile strikes in Dnipro. UN General Assembly calls for peaceful use of nuclear energy as the world observes 40th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear accident. And Indian shooters continued their dominance on 7th day, winning one gold and one bronze medal in Junior Shooting World Cup in Cairo. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.